Proclamation number 2453 of August 21, 1942. Revelations of God through creation and directly. Just as the divine creative will is revealed in nature, God's Spirit is also revealed in the people brought into being by His creative will. What came into being from Him and from His power is only something perfect if it is aware of its origin, if it knows about the creating power and about its perfection. It must, as it were, feel its power in itself, and it must know about the origin of this power and about its effect. Thus the being that has emerged from God must be given the gift of cognition. It must be able to imagine something that corresponds to the truth, and these ideas must be made accessible to it. The created being possesses this ability in its stage as a human being. It can think, act, want and feel. It can recognize and therefore also become perfect if it uses its abilities correctly, and it can perceive God's revelations to itself through correct use. It can be enlightened by His Spirit so that all realization comes to it and the human being now becomes knowledgeable. God reveals Himself to people through His Spirit. It is the depth of love which moves Him not to be grasped by man, for he lacks any measure for the greatness of creation, for the countless living beings which animate the great creation. And he therefore also lacks an understanding of the insignificance of the individual being compared to the infinite creation. Yet nothing in this infinite creation is too small, too insignificant for eternal love to grasp. Every being is governed by divine will, cared for by His love and flooded by His strength. And God reveals Himself to every being if it wants to receive His revelations in a certain state of maturity. But not always in the same way. But He speaks to all people through creation. He allowed everything around man to come into being and gave him the gift of thinking. The mind. So the language of creation can very well be understood by every human being, and God can be recognized in it by all people. And if the human being now uses the gifts of thinking correctly, i.e., makes the knowledge gained through creation the basis of his intellectual thinking and struggles for further knowledge and the feeling of belonging together with the power which brought creation into being. If he thus consciously connects himself with this power in the desire to extend his knowledge, he now unconsciously fulfills the conditions which are required for further revelations of the creative power. The desire for truth is only felt by a person in a certain state of maturity, and therefore this desire is also fulfilled in the most understandable way for the human being. The direct revelations of the Divine Spirit require special conditions and are mostly connected with a task for the fellow human being. Although these revelations obviously testify to divine activity, they are nevertheless offered in such a form that they can also be rejected by a person who does not desire truth, for the acceptance of divine revelations requires his willingness. This is why creation as such will not force people to recognize a powerful and mighty deity, but only the human being who wants to recognize will perceive God's language in creation, for the countless miracles of creation need not make any impression if he ignores them or only regards them as necessary for human life. God can therefore never reveal himself to him. For if he were to do so in an obvious way without man himself applying for it through his way of life and his desire for truth, freedom of faith would also be called into question, which is not at all God's will. Spiritual development in particular has to be striven for completely freely of its own accord, But spiritual development is absolutely guaranteed if the human being makes himself worthy of God's revelations. For these are His words spoken to people out of love which He sends to them. Through this word He informs them of everything that is useful for the human being to know. And what He now presents to them makes it clearly recognizable again how infinitely great and kind the Eternal Deity is, how it is only ever concerned about the well-being of that which has emerged from it and what God's activity in the universe consists of. And as soon as the human being has knowledge of this, he also consciously strives towards the Eternal Deity and desires the influx of strength which flows from God to every being and is felt by the human being. He strives towards perfection in order to be able to unite with the strength which gave rise to everything that exists out of greater than great love. Amen.